There was definitely a leg where I was like, what else am I supposed to talk
Yeah, you're
about?
like, uh-oh, what's the other thing?
But you can tighten that up in editing.
The Quibi numbers are 0, 0, and 0.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up everything Streamiverse, from them being a Quibi fan podcast to now being a Spite podcast. We will be there, whatever the pivot may be. Here's what's happening on Streamiversity today.
Were you just reading the Quibi lottery numbers?
That was what my opinion is on the how popular Quibi is. All zeros.
Oh, boy. Okay, well,
oy boy.
We're not going to talk about Quibi today because we are devoted to studying everything Rob and Danielle do.
Right.
And they were talking about a new favorite show of theirs that's on Netflix.
That's right.
It's Floor is Lava.
Not to be confused with proper grammar, the floor is lava. It cuts right to the chase. Floor is lava.
Yeah. And things got a little meta because Rob and Danielle got into a little don't say the word the.
Yeah.
So then it was like, the is lava?
Yeah, the is lava. Exactly. If they say the, it would be the same as if you stepped on the floor, which is lava.
Yeah, never to be seen again.
Yes. Yeah, which they said would be an added bonus to the plot of these show, like game show competition episodes. It'd be nice if they actually did kind of like do a little dissolve into the floor, like with special effects, and then the family doesn't get to see that family member for the rest of the show. So to give it a little bit.
I thought that's what they said happened.
I think they were saying that's what should happen.
I think they were saying that's what did happen.
Okay, now I'm gonna have to watch the actual Floor is Lava because I am intrigued.
Well, it's another show that both Rob and Danielle like. So far that we know, they both like Dating Around.
Mm-hmm.
They both dislike Royalties.
Mm-hmm.
And they both now like Floor is Lava. So let's do it. Let's watch an episode of Floor is Lava. Let's see what it's all about.
Yeah. This is on the air homework assignment again.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are talking about how they really enjoy this show. And one of the things that they really enjoy about it is that the person who hosts the show is very self-referential, kind of self-deprecating, and
yes,
is very meta, talking about like, oh, here are the obvious flaws in our show, or here's the obvious flaw in me as a host. Ha ha ha. But they didn't say his name other than he has a beard.
Yeah. And then I got confused because I know that, you know, there's Key and Peele, and
mm-hmm,
one of them is named Keenan Bolger Key. Oh, what's his name? There's Jordan Peele.
There's Jordan Peele and Michael.
Michael.
That's Keegan. Keegan-Michael Key. There we go.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh my goodness. And he's on one of my favorite shows.
See, I love him too, but I think because of the, because of his name having the two K portions of it.
Keegan-Michael
Key. Yeah. Yeah. It really throws my brain for a loop. People with three names, which is common in Hollywood and Broadway, it does overcomplicate it for my memorization. Because then you have to think of Brian, Darcy, James. It's like three names versus two, which was already difficult.
So is Keegan-Michael Key the host of the show?
No, I thought he was, though, for a minute, because he's hosting some other game show that seems to be on CBS All Access.
Oh,
so
okay.
When they were talking about him, that's who kind of popped into my head, because they didn't say who. And I'm like, is it him? And I'm like, oh, that's a different show.
But he's hosting another game show on another streaming platform.
Yeah, so it's just too much to research. Apparently we're gonna have to watch the show and, you know, hear it from the Netflix horse mouth ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, we will find out who this host is. Yeah, I didn't bother to look it up before we recorded. I could have but I didn't. Okay, so we've got our homework assignment. We're going to watch Floor is Lava.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, are you still watching stuff on TikTok?
Okay, they brought up TikTok, and it reminded me that I should be watching things on TikTok. Tristan,
your plate is already very full. So.
It's very full. Things are happening.
I don't know. What are you going to sacrifice to watch TikTok?
It's either like my job or like other podcasts I'm doing or like sleeping. Something has to go.
Wow, tough choices.
Yeah. Tristan just showed me a video because Hamilton is streaming on Disney Plus, and there's a video of a girl doing both parts, the Hamilton and Hamilton's wife part, and she's lip syncing, of course, to the soundtrack, and she draws a mustache on to be Hamilton, erases it to be the wife in one shot, draws it back on to be Hamilton, and that was clever.
That is very clever. Yeah, a lot of stuff's happening over on TikTok, including Father Tim.
Yeah, who had an Ask Me Anything portion of his TikTok, apparently, where someone went ahead and asked something a little naughty.
Yeah, but they both liked it, so...
Yeah, they liked it.
I feel
it.
Like every day I'm getting a little closer to signing up for TikTok.
I think it's free, so at least...
No, I know it's free. It's just... But thank you. You know I'm so cheap. Thank you for looking out for me in my budgetary constraints.
Yeah.
No, it's more just like scroll, 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 and then the next thing I know, an hour's passed. It's...
Right, and I told you, they don't let you leave that app, because if you say... return to main screen, they're like, oh, here's another TikTok right before you go. Press this button twice to actually leave the app.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so that's, they get you.
That's as naughty as something that somebody was asking Father Tim about.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I mean, surprise, surprise, you know, people who are religious are also human.
Very true. Very yeah. true. Okay, and then they kind of got into this tweet about Quibi and their most dangerous game, but at this point it's like that tweet that someone from Quibi, I don't know, it's like that was so long ago.
And it's
go ahead, sorry.
I was just gonna say, yeah, it's funny when Quibi can point a finger at themselves and laugh at themselves. But that was one time for one thing. They're not doing that on the reg.
And also that the tweet that they had about Most Dangerous Game was like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
After that show released, because that show released with the launch, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was at least 2 or 3 months old at that point. But I want to jump to something very exciting that was mumbled in a recent episode of Streamiverse.
Yes, please.
They acknowledged us,
I think so, too, because they said, and I paraphrasingly quote, we're Meta, too. We're a podcast, and there's a podcast about our podcast. What? Is that us?
Yeah. Well, Richard, that thought had not even crossed my mind. Is somebody else making a podcast?
Okay, now we have to research. We need to see if there's another one of us, but at least we know it's probably us.
It is probably us, but it was very mumbled and very rushed over. It literally happened in like the last 10 seconds of an episode, and they're like, okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, there's a podcast about us.
They were trying to fill the last 10 seconds.
And I just think, obviously they don't listen because... we live for stuff like that.
Oh my goodness. Well, I tweeted at them, which also I always put our Twitter handle in the episode description, but I never say it. So I'm going to end today's lesson by saying, find us on Twitter. We are at Streamiversity.
Thank you so much for that plug. We need it. We need all the tweets we can get.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.